Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, in Asia, in Central Asia, things are just continuing to get worse. It appears as if Serbia and Kosovo, they've just they've locked the borders between the two countries. And it appears as if we're going into another conflict in that area. And Serbia is going to be protected by Russia. And the area of Kosovo is going to be protected by America or American operatives such as NATO, European nations. So now, ammunition, weapons, money, they're not going to be sent just to Ukraine. They're going to be sent into Kosovo. There's also going to be weapons and military hardware sent into Poland, because Poland is getting ready for a war with Belarus, I don't know how to pronounce it. I should figure it out. Russian. I don't speak Russian or that language. Now, I understand German, you know, like halt. That's about it. But anyhow, going to Belarus, they're going to stop the supply chains that go through Poland to Serbia. I'm sorry, to Ukraine. It's a mess. It is a mess over there. And another thing that's happening is now we have a narco state, Albania. It's Europe's first narco state. So not only do you have the narco state south of the American border into Central America, now you have a narco state in Albania. Why is that important? Well, where do most of the drugs come from? And who knows about the drugs being shipped into that area? Who the black budget, the dark budget organizations? It's going to be the English, and it's going to be the Americans, the intelligence agencies. You can't traffic this kind of stuff without the CIA not only knowing about it, but being part of it. And this is an article out of Vice, the inside story of Europe's first narco state. I'm just going to touch on this briefly. And it used to be they trafficked marijuana. Now they're trafficking cocaine. And where does it come from? Germany. Where else does it come from? England. Italy. And then before it gets to England, Italy, or England, where does it come from? South America. So the drug trade is healthy. Now, the International Monetary Fund, their definition of a narco state, is where large institutions become penetrated by the power and wealth of illegal drug trade, like Venezuela, Guinea, Afghanistan, and Albania is in knee-deep in drugs and money. Well, going back to the 90s and to the late 80s, late 80s, you had narco state right here in America, Arkansas. Arkansas was a narco state here in the United States of America. Drugs are always a way to destroy nations and to destroy cultures, people. And the largest producer of illegal outdoor-grown cannabis in Europe was the Adriatic coast, which now people don't want pot, they want cocaine. They want the harder drugs. And so this is why now in that area you have a narco state. Kosovo, a lot of drug activity in Kosovo also. This was much of the drug coming into Kosovo was actually coming out of Afghanistan over a year ago, but not so much anymore. So this is what's happening in that area. Now, Serbia is ready to go to war with Kosovo. They've shut down the border between the two countries, and Kosovo is, you know, you might say it is the Rome of the Orthodox believers in that area. It's kind of the Pope, you know, the center of the religious world was in Kosovo, still is, but now because there is mounting pressure by the governments on and the peoples of that area on the Greek churches, the Orthodox churches, there's not only war between nations, now there's war between, once again, religious wars beginning to take place, and the Bible said it would happen in the time in which we live is beginning. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, Bob Cambron here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambron, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India. I tasted real chai. I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
So there's going to be now a religious war taking place once again in Kosovo, Serbia, that region. Now the Orthodox churches are one of the oldest, some of the oldest churches. They're actually older as a religion than the Catholic Church. The in the book of Revelation chapter 3, actually chapter 2, it is called the Orthodox churches would be recognized according to Scripture as the churches in Pergamos. I'm sorry, is it Pergamos? Pergamos. And the church following Pergamos would be the Catholic Church's Thyatira. So in that area, you have a patriarch, Porphyrios, and the Albanian government, they blocked this His Holiness Patriarch Porphyrios, boy, my goodness, from entering Kosovo. And the Serbian people, President Vučić, gave a nationwide address telling the Serbian people, this is a great shame, not for us, but for them. But it's important for us to see how decision makers, mainly in the West, truly feel about our people and our country. Why is there such hysterical insistence on removing the barricades? Because these people, the Orthodox people of that area, they had to actually put barricades around their locations because of the hatred of the Orthodox people. So now they want to remove those barricades. He says because they need to remove the Serbs from northern Kosovo. Both the Albanians in Pristina and some in the international community. Albanians don't use those roads, only Serbs in the north who support the barricades as a way to defend their existence. The very same powers that trampled Serbia's territorial integrity in 1999 during the NATO war are trying to do the same today in violation of all international laws and treaties, because they consider territorial integrity of Kosovo more important than Serbian lives. Now, why is this important? Well, there's never been a time since I've been alive, I mean during the Vietnam War, I remember watching daily Walter Cronkite, because I'm probably going to end up in Vietnam, to see what was happening in Vietnam. That was national news every night. The economy took second, third seat. Vietnam War was the war that this nation watched because our young men were going over. Today, it's much different. With everything happening in the world, the people of America, if there was ever a time where it would be important to stay updated on everything happening in this country and in the world, this is the time. You know, to sit and study just this new World Economic Forum plan to bring in a digital monetary system, just that, you almost have to spend weeks and weeks just to study that one aspect of news taking place in the world today. Then, to study what has happened to the people and what is happening to the individuals who have taken the vaccinations. That's as a whole. Then you break it down into compartments. What is it? What has happened to what is in the vaccinations? There are many different batches. And each batch has some variant, something different. One batch will maybe affect women. Let's say a man and a woman take the same batch. The woman is going to be affected in one way. The male will be infected in a different way. And all of this is being documented, as much of it as possible, by the doctors that give these people vaccinations. They like these studies. They want to see what they do, what these vaccinations do to individuals. So you have not only the vaccination, but the batches, what the batches have done to people, male, female, young, old, children. Then on top of that, what happens inside an individual that has taken the vaccinations, what happens with why the blood clots, why the strokes, why the heart attacks. You can't, I'm watching and I read about and I watch videos of probably 15 different people who are just pretty much the experts of the world on what is going on with just the vaccinations. So the time involved to try to get a grasp on everything is almost impossible. Then the nature of what's happened in Ukraine with Russia, the involvement in that conflict, that right there in itself is another study. It's like going to the university and you have all these different classes. And the tough ones are going to be in math, you know, in engineering, math, the mathematics, all the different geometry, all of it, chemistry. It's you can't pay attention to all of it. This is why just here on this station, you have so many people talking about different things, economy, finances, again, a new digital system, a new financial system. Everybody is putting out what they know, and to try to put it all together, it's like taking yarn that's been strewn over a tennis court, and you're trying to just gather everything together and you know, put it all together. Then you have, on top of that, then you have the techno world. I was watching a little video yesterday, and the Chinese, the way that they surveil the Chinese people, you think that that is really something, but who's really being surveilled is the American people, because our freedom makes us dangerous. So this is why more video cameras, microphones on telephone poles or on lights, lighting up in a mall. You have the lights up above, light poles, things of this nature. Highways. I remember this was 10, 15 years ago when they started putting cameras along the interstate, I-25, kind of pointing south toward Castle Rock. And I read an article that the camera could, from 7 miles away, read a license plate. That was 15 years ago. What can they do today? They can read your license plate from Mars. Well, maybe not, but you get my point. The news is bombarding us like never before. And because of social media, because of media in general, we're getting hit from every direction. The technology, a scientific dictatorship, just that name right there, just to study that thought of a scientific dictatorship, the amount of time that it takes to absorb, understand it, and be able to communicate it is almost impossible. This is why right now, in the Bible, the Lord said that at the end of the world in Isaiah, that I'm trying to remember the exact verse, but it would take men, how did it phrase it? There would be millions of people raising up a shout, explaining to the world what America is. And I have to find that verse and read it to you, but I'm paraphrasing. I'm just giving you the thought. God said that people would come in like ants, and they would raise up a shout against all the evil, against the nation America, and all the evil of America. Now, just in itself, to understand empire, America, to understand the agenda of empire, going back into the 1800s, and watching the progression and how America has continued decade to decade to decade to morph into a beast system, into a culture of evil. The culture, to some degree, there are the individuals in the culture that are the fabric that hold the culture together, but then you have those in power, in positions of power and authority, that are just have made this country a beast, a monster, unrecognizable from what we used to be even back in the 50s after World War II. This nation was still somewhat wholesome. The people of the nation were wholesome. They were caring. They were productive, hard workers. The greatest addictions would be cigarettes, and there would be alcohol, and the brothels, you know, here and there. But compared to today, with the way that this culture, starting in the late 50s, early 60s especially, bombarded with drugs. Every kind of drug. I mean sophisticated drugs. Now you have fentanyl. These aren't used for medical purposes. These are used for so people can disassociate themselves from reality because they can't cope. The drugs have caused a society full of people that are psychologically unwell, imbalanced, unhealthy, mad, schizophrenic, every other psychological condition that you can even imagine, right here in the United States of America. And it doesn't just stay at the down where you have the, I don't want to use the word dregs of society, or those that don't work, that are having a hard time in life, but it reaches up into the upper, well, give you the best example, clear up to the top, like Joe Biden's son. This is where the swing is from the poor, those that can barely get by, on the street, living on the street, sleeping on the street, sleeping in the cold, all the way up to the top with Hunter Biden, all the way to the top with the present individual in the White House. Just the news that we're being bombarded with, how can you absorb it all? I can't. I have to pick what I feel is important to present for my program, and I just have to listen to the other talk show hosts to pick their brains because there's too much. But one reason that I don't know if I specialize, but I'm very conscious of what is going on in Russia, in Ukraine, in this conflict, because from a perspective of Bible prophecy, I see that Russia is in the Bible and Russia is fulfilling the prophecies about this nation. She has to be great, and she is great and going to get greater for a while longer. And the person that has made this nation great, that in itself is phenomenal. That in itself is eye-opening. So, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC swamp.
Hi folks, JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of 1-hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Are you done with the Democrats and the Republicans and with criminals running and ruining everything? Are you tired of the millions of unconstitutional laws they've created and foist upon you? How about all the crimes they get away with regularly that go unpunished? Is your vote even going to count the way you intended it? If you're done with these games and want the Constitution actually enforced for real, then join us at TacticalCivics.com. Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Well, my thought is that if you want to understand what's going on in the world, you better quit your job. You better take your hard-earned savings and you better just live off of your savings and study. One of the main things that I think the American people, or one thing that the American people, are beginning to, they maybe didn't want to study, criminality. They didn't want to become, psychiatrists to see the people who are narcissistic, sadistic, that are psychopaths, sociopaths. In school we learn these terms, and that right there. In that world of the psychiatric world of definitions of the behaviors of people, that in itself is unbelievable. Just trying to understand. Example, Ted Bundy, for those that are older. This man could not ever be rehabilitated. The psychiatrists in these institutions, in the prisons, they have perfected they understand clearly what these people that are serial killers, they cannot be rehabilitated. Could Adolf Hitler, could you have rehabilitated him? No. How about these guys like Lenin, Stalin? No, they can't be rehabilitated. Serial killers can't be rehabilitated. And the psychiatrists in these institutions, they know there's only one thing you can do with these individuals is to hang them, electrocute them, give them doses of poison, shoot them. You think that that's cruel, what I'm saying? Well, I'll tell you what. You cannot rehabilitate these people. You could not rehabilitate Ted Bundy. If you were to keep him in jail for 20 years and then Let him go because he's rehabilitated. It would not be long at all before he would continue in the same crimes that he had committed before being apprehended. You cannot rehabilitate these people. Christ even said that there's something, a type of evil, that goes so deep into the soul of man, into the soul, it's like a worm. It's like a spiritual worm, and you can never get that worm out. You can't. The people that rule the world, they have a worm in them that Christ talks about, and they cannot be rehabilitated. You know, people that we know that are now up in their 70s and 80s that were, you know, born after World War II. I can mention names. I don't need to. Do you think they can be rehabilitated? Do you think that Epstein could have been rehabilitated? There's no way. But we don't like to think in terms like that, especially Christian people. Christian people are weird people. I'm a Christian. I meet more weird people that are Christians, and I meet more non-Christian people that are healthy psychologically than the Christians. Because the Christians, many of them, don't live in a real world. They live in a kind of a la-la type of a world where they believe that, you know, everything is going to be hunky-dunky. And they don't realize. They don't study the Bible. But the man on the street, I know more people, and this is what Christ said about the men on the street. The children of the world are wiser than the children of light. We Christians should be wise, but the Christian people are not wise. And Christ said they wouldn't be. The children of the world are wiser than the Christian, than the people, the children of light, because they live in a real world. And in the real world, there is evil. And America, for the last 3 years, well, actually maybe longer than that, 6 years, began when Donald Trump became president. The American people were introduced to evil by people in very powerful positions in government, the previous government, and people had never seen such corruption, such evil ever before in this country, because it was brought out into the open. It took Donald Trump for him to begin to run for president to begin to expose the evil, the great evil, and the individuals who carry out this evil that have had power and will never relinquish that power. It's what it took, an individual. Everything he did to help the American people, these people fought it. I have, you know, I should take a program and go back and read to you the occult world in this country that were having rituals daily calling for Donald Trump's death, the destruction of his family, for he and Melania to divorce, to interfere with everything that he wanted to do, because he was trying to assist the American people. Don't think those prayers aren't powerful. They are. I would read the witches from a certain area, and they would actually openly talk about what they were praying. And this wasn't like one or two or five people dabbling. No way. These people were basically born generation to generation to generation in witchcraft. I knew a friend whose family, the family that she'd married into, they'd gone back into witchcraft probably 18 generations. This is the pattern. I read books in the past about people that were in the Knights Templar. These people were families that went back to the Roman Empire. And when these people died, they were so given to the Knights Templar that these soldiers, they were just buried in unmarked graves because they didn't want to be recognized. Why not? Because it would endanger the future generations. And these people, they will not generally, they like to marry, a witch likes to marry a warlock, powerful warlock, or vice versa. I don't know, maybe witches like to marry witches now. A lot of lesbianism in Satanism, a lot of homosexuality in Satanism. We got to see and are seeing evil in this country and the world like never before. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And hack we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Yes, definitely there's a killer on the road. Now I'm going to tell you a little story about Jim Morrison. You see, Jim Morrison was in the occult. And, you know, after he, they say he committed suicide, his wife, they had a child, a young boy, and no one ever wants to know what happened to that young boy. If Jim was in the occult, let's assume that the mother of the child was also in the occult. And then that young boy disappears, don't know anything about him. Well, I know a family right here in Colorado, and very prominent, very powerful, very wealthy, a husband and wife, and the husband was deep into the occult because he was a generational Satanist. his generations went back to witchcraft. And his wife, I know she was also a individual whose lineage went back generations into witchcraft. Well, they marry for power. They're both sides of the family were very wealthy. They're both very educated. They marry for power. And the power that is not just like two individuals that are brilliant getting that marry. No. These people would be like, I'd liken it to this. A Christian individual that I know, his lineage is from Martin Luther. And his wife, her lineage is from a godly lineage. And the two of them marry. And they together have a very powerful spiritual balance. Very powerful. Well, in the opposite sense with these two individuals that I knew, that I didn't really know her, but I knew him, kind of in a casual way. And I knew who he was, he knew who I was. I knew that he was in the occult, he didn't like it, he knew that I was a Christian. But eventually, they have a son. And eventually, this individual dies as a young man. He shouldn't have died. But I think the reason, I don't think it was accidental. I think there'd been witchcraft calling for his sacrifice, maybe. And the father and son are together. They have a crash. The boy lives. And no one knows what happens to that young boy into the future. His mother pretty much shields him. Why? Because people in the occult, if this young boy, assuming that he had very powerful satanic abilities, he would be protected. Because the coven, they realize those people that have a real important place in the future. Dear old dad, I think dear old dad was having thoughts about what he was involved in. He was very handsome, very educated, just a neat guy. I liked him, but I got a feeling he wasn't going to fulfill the purpose of the coven. So he died. But the boy, I believe, is still in the coven, and he's high in the, I don't know if you want to call it hierarchy, which that would have to be the best term I can use. And in this nation, there are many, many people in the powerful positions in government that also have come from lineages back generations. And even though there are other people that maybe have Christian roots, they are in politics because God makes sure there's a balance in the political systems of the world. This is why God ordained nations to have the properties that they have, and why God ordained the governments for these nations for the sake of the people. But many of these presidents or prime ministers, leaders of these nations are so corrupt. But since Donald Trump became president, even before, one thing that the American people maybe not consciously, they've not consciously studied evil, but they have been witness to it. And you learn more from observation many times than you do by actually taking a class and trying to figure out, you know, what is trigonometry all about. You learn more by observation. And the American people now have observed that there's something happening, you know, 10 years ago, shadow government, you know, deep state. Guess what? Even the people that might be the enemies of the conservative people are starting to think, you know, there is some type of evil in this country, in the political world, in the agencies of government, not just federal, but local, county, state. And there's something that is evil with these individuals that are in these positions of power. there's a certain type of madness, and the madness is they have no empathy. They have no empathy, no concern for the people. They don't care what they're told to do. They do it. The matter of, this in the cities of this country, many of them, there is a global agenda, climate change, environmentalism, and these people that are in the government of the local government, they are globalists, and they will carry out what they're supposed to do, whether they know it or not. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button. As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. You're wondering what to get that special someone for Christmas, and they're a prepper. Wonder no longer. 1360KHNC.com has you covered. Just click on the Patriot Supply button and find that perfect gift for that special someone today.
With plenty of survival products, from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
You know, when there's a hurricane or some kind of a forest fire, something, great, you know, destructive force taking place on an area of the country, people pay attention. People have to pay attention. Like those in areas of forest fires, they have to pay attention. They have to make sure that if there's a fire, they know about it because they need time to get out. Or with people along the coast, like in Sri Lanka or in those areas where you had the tsunami, Sumatra, they didn't have warning. And how many people died? You can't, it's very hard to just say, you know, I really don't want to know. I mean, I should say this. Some people just say, I don't want to know what's happening. I don't want to know. It's too uncomfortable. The Lord said it would, Christ said that it would be like that at the time of the end, when evil would mature. That would be the case. And men's hearts would fail them for fear. The terror will be so great, they will just, the stress, they will just die instantly from heart attacks. We haven't really seen the greatest evil yet. It is still coming. we can see what is being presented to us presently, like with the housing market, what's going to happen with the food and food prices and shortages, what's going to happen. With energy, everything is more expensive because without energy, you can't manufacture, you can't produce anything. The crops, I know friends that grow corn. It's hard to, you know, number one, you plant and you hope you're going to have a good season. And if you don't have a good season, well, it's going to take you two or three seasons to catch up. I wouldn't want to be a farmer. A rancher. Oh my gosh, that's too hard. I admire these people. I couldn't do it. I wasn't built that way. My father, he was in agriculture, went into the service, wanted to get away from it. He just got into boot camp, and his commanding officer called him over and said, "Sorry, you're in agriculture. You got to go back home." And he told me, he said, "I hate agriculture. It's hard work. You have to get up early in the morning. You don't go to bed till late at night." He said, "I hate it. I wanted to join the military so I could go to World War II to get away from agriculture." Well, I didn't forget that. And I know some friends that I graduated with in high school, they are agriculture. They loved it. They thrived on it. It absolutely was the best years of their lives. I thought, that's a form of insanity. That's got to be, these people are not right. But no. The ranchers, the farmers, the good people of the world, they're the ones that are paying attention to what's really happening. Because what's really happening affects them. People in general don't want to know what's happening. They don't want to see and believe what's going on. But we can't ignore it. This is why right now, the time that needs to be spent to understand your world, in a sense, you're in a learning curve, you need to pay attention. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful night. And New Year's Eve is today.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We are Northern Colorado's largest parts and service store, and we would love to help you with any of your computer needs that you might have. We are offering our KHNC listeners a 20% discount on everything in our store for the month of December. You can reach us at PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696. Again, that's PCsandParts.com or 970-203-0696.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.